The FDA submitted a regulatory plan for e-cigarettes back in April with similar guidelines, but the new plan submitted by the AGs of 30 total states asks the administration to also prohibit e-cigarette advertising on television, radio, and youth-oriented magazines. It also calls on the FDA to limit the more than 7,000 flavors available, such as bubblegum and cherry, to only menthol and tobacco flavors. Director of Operations at Perfection Vapes in Depew, Victor Canestraro, says limiting flavors and marketing capabilities makes it difficult for small businesses to survive.
Instead of saying that you can't have any flavors, let's just say we can't call the flavors what they are. Call them flavor number one, flavor number two. Why would you ban flavors? I mean, you can go buy alcohol for hundreds of years. Is that intended to try and lure children to get peach schnapps or cherry flavor vodkas? Why doesn't the government go after these institutions and say they're only making a whipped cream flavor because they want to attract children? It's not. People enjoy flavors.
New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says that while they contain no tobacco, e-cigarettes have the same addictive qualities as regular cigarettes. He says the greatest concern is that research shows an exponential increase in their use by young people. But Canestraro says young people will get their hands on the product either way. He says what the proposed limitations do is diminish the positive aspects of e-cigarettes.
Our intention is to help people that can't quit smoking, and I'm one of those people. I've attempted to quit every year of my life since I was 20 years old, only to come back to smoking cigarettes again. This whole industry was developed and based on helping people quit smoking.
Schneiderman says the FDA banned flavored traditional cigarettes years ago when tobacco companies were found to be marketing them to youth. He says they should do the same for electronic cigarettes. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.